Welcome to day 178. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, and this is the very last Mishnah of the first Perek of Maseches Shumos. Now, what we're going to see today is actually a theme that we've seen quite a few times throughout the first half of Seder Zeraim, and will certainly continue throughout Shas, and that is that the Mishnayos often begin with details. Details that seem quite difficult to understand on their own, as if there's some information missing, as if we could really use some context to fully grasp the ideas. And then only later will the Mishnah explicitly state the general guiding principle under which all of those other details fit. And we'd really expect it to be the opposite, right? It's more intuitive to first state the general principle and then to see all the details, all of the implications that manifest from that guiding principle. But as we've seen and as we're going to see, that is not generally the way of the Mishnah. So Mishnah Yud, in that vein, is going to explicitly state the general principle that all of the previous Mishnahs, or many of the previous Mishnahs, have been pointing to. So says the Mishnah, Ein tarmin midavar shenigra malachto, al davar shelo nigra malachto. We cannot separate truma from something that has been fully processed, such as olive oil, onto something to cover something that has not yet been fully processed, such as olives that will eventually become olive oil. We've seen that halacha, but we haven't seen the rule explicitly stated. And similarly, velomi davar shelod nigra malachto, al davar shenigra malachto. And similarly, not on something that has not yet been fully processed, onto something that has been fully processed. Velomi davar shelod nigra malachto, al davar shelod nigra malachto. And not on two different things that neither of which have been fully processed, because we know that the obligation of truma only kicks in once something reaches its gemar malacha, once it's been fully processed. So in all of these cases, we should not separate one into the other. But the im tarmu, but if you did, trumasan truma, it still works. You shouldn't do it, but b'di'eved, it's still considered truma, and it still works. Now, what's funny about that is that the very first example or detail that we saw before this guiding principle seems to actually have been an exception to this rule. Because as we saw, you cannot separate olives onto olive oil, and if you did, then ein trumasan truma, it does not count. So the reason that that's an exception, as we were learning here that it's an exception, is likely the reason we gave earlier, because in that case, technically it is truma, but you're causing a loss for the kohen, because the kohen really deserves, so to say, the truma from the olive oil itself. Instead, you're giving him olives that will eventually become olive oil, you're giving him work to do, and we don't want to burden the kohen, and therefore we say in that case, it is not considered truma. But the general principle is what our Mishnah says, is that you shouldn't do it, but if you did, it still works. Now, a quick side note before we close out the perek, I think I've mentioned this before, but it strikes me as quite beautiful the way the Mishnah operates that by first the details and then the guiding principle. It reminds me of Rav Soloveitchik's halachic teleology, where he discusses that exploring the actual details of halacha, all the minutia of halacha, point to the larger value that that halacha or that mitzvah is really meant to inculcate within us and to teach us. And I think there's a lot of beauty in that. It points to the very pragmatic and practical beauty of Judaism, that halacha is not meant to be just this theoretical, beautiful system. It's actually supposed to be a quite practical, a guide for our lives. And therefore, if we just started with the general principle, it would be very theoretical, very pie in the sky, and we can talk about it, we can think about it, but it wouldn't do anything. But if we start with the details, what can you do, what can't you do, how do you do it, how do you not do it, and then those point to the larger values, then halacha remains alive. Halacha remains something that guides us in our everyday practice, not just that idea, but actual action. And that's how those values get inculcated into our lives, by doing, not just thinking and saying. So perhaps the Mishnah operates in that way. First the details, this is what you do, and then from that you're supposed to learn the general principle. That is Perek Aleph of Maseches Trumas. And now Perek Beis. Now before we start Mishnah Aleph, the one thing we should know is that just like we separate Truma on a Tahor produce, a pure produce, we also separate Truma on Tamei produce. So it says Mishnah Aleph, Ein tormin mi tahor ala tamei. Imagine you have a pile of pure produce and then a pile of tamei produce. You cannot separate from the tahor in order to cover the tamei produce. So why not? So the general principle is that whenever we separate truma, it needs to be min hamukaf, meaning it needs to be on produce that is close to one another, in proximity to one another. So if you have a batch of apples in this house or in this room, and then you have a batch of apples in your guest house, even though they're apples, they're both yours, you cannot separate truma from one onto the other, because that's not min hamukaf. They are not in close proximity to one another. So in the case of a pile of produce that is tamei and a pile that is tahor, the halach is that we know that if tahor produce touches tamei produce, it could become tamei, it could become impure. So we fear that an owner might not want his tahor produce to become tamei, and therefore they'd be scared to bring them close enough for the purposes of truma. And therefore, if you were to separate one from the other, they might be very far away, again, because he's protecting his tahor produce, and therefore you might not fulfill the mitzvah of min hamukaf. You might not separate from produce that is in proximity to one another. But the im tarmu trumas and truma, if you did, it still works, assuming you did it min hamukaf, assuming assuming they were close enough, it still works. Because, of course, Truma works in that case. You're technically allowed to separate from Tahor onto Tameh, but it's a Gezeira. The Rabbanan don't want us to get into a situation that we keep them so far apart that we haven't fulfilled Minamukav. So you shouldn't, but if you did, it works. Now, Be'emes Amru, in truth, they said. Now, what does that mean, in truth? So we've seen this before. Either it means that it's Halach LeMoshe MiSinai, this is about to introduce a Halach that Moshe received directly from Sinai, or even if it's not literally that, it's a generally widely accepted halacha. Be'emes Amru, it's ubiquitously accepted. So what's the halacha? Ha'igol shal devela shenitma miktsaso. If there's a cake of figs, that's figs that are pressed together, and shenitma miktsaso, part of it becomes tameh, then tore min atara sheyeshbo ala tameh sheyeshbo. You're actually allowed to separate from the tahor onto the tameh. As opposed to what the beginning of the Mishnah said, in this case you're allowed to. Why? Because they're already pressed together into a cake. We have no worry that the person might not do it min hamukaf, in close proximity to one another, because they're already in close proximity. So therefore, it's totally fine and you're allowed to do it. And similarly, v'chena gudah shal yerek, similar if you have a bundle of vegetables, some are tamay and some are tahor, or v'chena arema, a pile of grain, some is tamay and some is tahor, you're allowed to separate from the tahor onto the tamay, because we don't worry that you'll violate min hamukaf because they're already in proximity to one another. But hayu shnei gulim, shnei agudah, shnei aremas, but if you have two different or two different bundles of vegetables, or two different piles, and achas tamei of achas tahor, one of those piles is tamei and the other one is tahor, one of those bundles is tamei and the other is tahor, then lo yishrim zalza, then you cannot separate one into the other for the reason that we gave earlier on, because we fear that the owner won't bring them close enough, because they don't want to make the tahor one tamei, he won't bring them close enough to fulfill min hamukaf. But Rabbi Yezer Omer, tormin min hatahor al tamei, Rabbi Yezer really doesn't care about any of this, meaning he disagrees. He says, no, you absolutely can separate from tamei, from the tahor onto the tamei. We do not worry that the owner will not do it min hamukaf. The owner will figure out how to do a min hamukaf. He'll do it fine, even without making the tahor tamei. He'll figure it out, and therefore we do not make a gezeira in this way. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but that is Mishnah Aleph, and we will continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.